Let's go around the workplace at Mix 101.5. It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah. Like every workplace and office out there, behind the scenes, so many wonderful personalities with very individual lives our coworkers are leading. And right now, in the middle of summer of 2024, we realize that so many of our coworkers are leading very different lives right now with things going on.
I know. Yeah. Our story times have been so entertaining.
Like, yes.
We got to get some of this on our morning show and let's Anita share what she's up to this week. Anita, here we go. Where are we off to?
Anita, physically here, mentally, she is already to the Outer Banks. Where are you off to, Anita?
I am checked out because tomorrow morning we're going to Ocracoke Island, which is far from the world.
I'm so excited for you. Nothing says I don't want to be around people quite like going to Ocracoke, and I love this.
That's right. You got to take a ferry to get there. It's hard to get there. Once you're there, you're not going anywhere. You're just going to relax. There's no chain stores.
So you've done this. What's your favorite thing about going?
Riding bikes, walking around. The beach is great. It's gorgeous. I mean, I know there's a lot of people there in the summer, but still it seems very secluded and
yeah, the lack of humans is something Anita's very excited about.
The lack of humans, yes, exactly.
Ocracoke is North Carolina's version of the movie Castaway.
Yeah, they even give you a volleyball when you get off the ferry.
Here you go. Here's a Wilson
yeah,
volleyball.
And an ice skate in case you need to bust open a coconut.
I mean, first there's a 5.5 hour drive. Oh, and by the way, another 45 minute ferry ride to get to your final destination.
It's very cool, though.
Side note, did you know that on Airbnb you can reserve your own private island?
No.
Yeah, you can do that.
In North Carolina?
Yeah, there's one in North Carolina you can do.
It's called Ocracoke, Brian.
The whole island is yours.
That's a big island.
The whole island is yours. All right, next up, coworker Jamie, who sadly had to go through ankle surgery recently.
Hi, Jamie. I'm here to sign your cast.
No one's getting to sign my cast.
Come on. We've known each other for 8 years, Jamie.
You know, the day before I get it cut off, I'm going to let you guys go crazy.
So you had ankle surgery recently. I am so sorry.
Thank you. It's going to be great.
How are you doing? How's the ankle feeling?
It's feeling pretty good. I had a great team. They went in. They did like basically a total ankle tune-up. They fixed two tendons, cut a weird random tendon out, hasped down my bones. It was gross.
You were one of those people that had an extra tendon in your body that you didn't need?
Yes. It reminded me a lot of my big fat Greek wedding with my twin. I was like, is that my twin? Like, what's up?
Oh, I got an extra tendon. That's nice. Well, I have to tell you, you have been rolling around the hallways very fast this week.
It's pretty zippy on my scooter. I love it.
Yeah.
I do.
Real fast on that scooter.
Kind of dangerous.
All right, where's the black marker so I can sign it?
No,
come
signatures.
On, let me sign it, Jamie.
Sorry.
Nobody is touching that cast.
Man,
nobody.
If I had a cast, I'd like draw stripes all over it or something. Like, it'd make it an
art piece. There'd be a lot of doodles for sure. And last but not least, and I think this was a fun activity we had yesterday, and I highly recommend you doing it too. Just ask your coworkers what their most newsworthy item of their summer is so far. Last but not least, coworker Megan, who you can hear every day after our show, Megan LaMontagne, something that nobody wants to have happen to them at the workplace.
And now I'm with Megan. I mean, all the stories this week coming from our workplace. What did you drop in the toilet a couple days ago?
I was going to say, where is this going? Yeah, I mean, I went to the Outer Banks a couple weeks ago, and I bought these beautiful white hoop earrings.
Did that also say Outer Banks on it?
I mean, it might have. As Kyle was making fun of me, I'm wearing all this Outer Banks stuff. But yes, they're beautiful. And I just must not have had it on good enough. And when I sat to go to the bathroom, it fell in the toilet. Just one of them. Mm. So I thought, okay, do I reach down and get it? No, gross. It's the work bathroom. Yeah. I'm going to stand up and make a device to reach in and grab it.
You made a device?
I was going to.
I really don't have any idea how this story ended, so what happened next?
I was going to, Kyle, but as I don't know if it happens in the men's bathroom, but ours are automatic flushes.
So you got
so
up
I
and
stood up and it went down.
So you lost your earring?
My earring.
No.
I know. I was so upset. So I walked around the rest of the day with just one earring and I'm so sad. I loved them so much. I had them for 2 weeks, Kyle.
I love your OBX earrings, Megan.
Thank you. I love them
too. I thought for sure you're going to make a fishing pole out of some engineering equipment.
I wanted to, but the dang automatic flushes, you know?
Somebody's got to get this girl some shower curtain rings.
Lost her earring down the automatic flush toilets that we have at the workplace. And that is around the workplace at Mix 101.5. Hope your summer's going all right for you so far and cannot believe 4th of July weekend is next weekend. Are you kidding me? It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix 101.5. Happy Thursday. You might
I've been.